Oh, I'm running late. I think I'll just recite a couple of light poems. I think I've been getting too serious here. Before I make my close. Should I recite an attack against Joyce Kilmer, or make recite a couple of poems about cats? Any cat lovers here? Do you want a cat poem? Cat poems? All right. I'll give a couple of cat poems, and then I'll conclude with a couple of poems. I didn't realize it was getting too late. This might insult some cat lovers, I don't know. This is what your cat does while you're at work this morning. It sits in the middle of the room and looks at something on the ceiling. Then it gets up, stretches, and smells the chair leg and my legs as I drink the coffee you so kindly left me, silently. Then it sits in the middle of the room again and stares up at the ceiling again. Then it gets up again and walks around your apartment again, smelling the legs in the silence. It's driving me crazy. When I've left, after locking the self-locking door, exactly as you told me to, dear, I don't think the cat will notice my absence the way I hope you will. You cat person, you cat torturer, you member of the Spay-Neuter Humane Society. But we'll go on staring up at something on or through the ceiling all day long and smelling out the paralyzed legs of the locked-in chairs until tonight when you come home and bring it food, your moving legs, and your electric presence.